14-year-old girl with 6 body counts. You read that right. Yesterday, I was speaking to one of my friends in the gym, and he told me that he needs to go outside to pick something up. I said, "All right, bro," and I waited for him to return. After a few seconds of waiting, a 14-year-old brunette girl suddenly came up to me and started talking to me. She said that she was a sister of that guy I was speaking to previously. Of course, I knew she was 14 years old, so I was not trying to be sexual or flirtatious. But after a few minutes of talking, this girl casually said, "Haha, I've slept with one guy this last week." My eyebrows raised and my mouth opened in disgust. Of course, I did not judge her because I really wanted to know more. Honestly, I was really curious. "Oh, really? You look like you have had at least 100 men in your DMs right now," I said with a funny tone of voice. She immediately laughed and said something that absolutely killed me inside. "Haha, yeah? Actually, I had already slept with 6 guys. But don't tell my brother." My heart sank as I heard that sentence. Honestly, boys, this is probably not even the worst part of this entire story. There is a high probability that this girl had way more than 6. Be cautious, boys. It is truly a disgusting world out there when it comes to finding someone who is truly worthy of our love. I commented and I said, her father should be ashamed of himself. When young girls are having sex underaged, or when a girl who is of age, 16 to 18 is usually the age of consent in most countries, but she's still being too promiscuous, it is first and foremost the blame of her father, because she's not even technically an adult just yet. It was her father and mother who were meant to protect her from this, and they failed. She grew up listening to rap music, which glorifies like this degenerate criminal rapper who talks about sleeping with girls all the time and taking drugs and making money. She grew up with porn and with TikTok challenges, which symbolize sucking cock. And all of her friends validate her for being promiscuous as well. It's not uncommon, listen to my words right now, it is not uncommon to meet girls who started having sex at 14 or 15 years old. Decent girls, not like crazy, you know, like you sometimes you see a crazy girl who's covered in tattoos and okay, she's off on the deep end, okay, sure. But you can meet like a normal seeming girl and she started to have sex at 15 to 16 years old. Like that's average for girls these days. 15 years old, I was still playing Minecraft and RuneScape. 15. Many of these girls are actually starting doing some sexual things like oral sex at 13 or 14 years old, which is absolutely insane. Absolutely just disgusting. What the fuck, man? She will definitely be known for fucking black guys in university. This is like a niche reference to a video I've made of like, I went on a date with this girl years ago. And when I said to her, like, am I your usual type? As in, like, you know, do you usually go for guys who look like me? She said she was known for being fucked by black guys in university. These are girls, by the way. They're like skinwalkers. These are girls you wouldn't know. Like, genuinely, this is, you know, the most scary part about all this sort of topic. I promise you right now, listen to me, even if you're a big follower of mine or you're someone who's new, you wouldn't know which girls are like this. I promise you. Even sometimes I'm shocked. And I'm quite experienced in this stuff now. But even sometimes I'm shocked when you meet a girl who seems good. Her parents are together. Her parents are still in love. Her dad seems like, you know, fairly strong guy. He's a rich entrepreneur. Or he comes from like quite a masculine career. Like he's a police officer or something. And the daughter seems classy and she dresses classy and modest and she says she wants to be a mother and she wants love and all these things. And she can have such a dark and disturbing past. She can have 2 guys on the same night, 2 guys, 2 friends at the same time. She can have like a body count double digits by the time she's 18 years old. And many of these girls, by the way, they are just complete and utter liars. Now, the problem with this is it's not that, like, you know, a girl is living her life and doing whatever she wants to do, because if she's not harming anyone, okay, like, go ahead and do whatever you want, princess. I don't give a fuck, right? The problem is these girls find good guys and lie to them. That's why these girls are demonic. That's why these girls are worse than Epstein, murderers, criminals, whatever. Because specifically, these types of girls that we're talking about, they find good guys and they lie to them. That's the problem. if they were completely and utterly honest, fair enough. You can't blame someone for the path that they've chosen in life. It's like, you know, why even judge? Okay, fine. But it's because they lie to the good guys who are looking for a serious relationship. It's fine, bro. She can reset it in Bali when she's 21. Yeah, you come to Bali, you can get like your body count reset with some of the spiritual ceremonies here. That's just sad, man. Poor girl, poor guy in 5 years, poor kids. Yeah, this girl will meet like a nice boy within 5 years and he'll think that she's actually a catch. And yeah, some guy is going to marry her, GG. How bad can a parent's relationship be? How weak can a dad be that this happened? Yeah, this is the interesting thing, though. You'd be so surprised that some of these girls, I promise, this is what seems really weird. Some of these girls, their parents actually seem decent. You'll see their parents are together, they're in love, their dad's working a good job, mother seems pretty feminine, seems decent. If you saw this dynamic, you know, if you saw a girl whose parents are together and still in love, you'd consider that this girl came from a strong family, that she's probably not crazy promiscuous. Still, some of the most horror stories that I've got with girls are from genuinely like upper to middle class families where the parents are together and still in love. And the girl was an absolute disgusting hoe. Like she was lying and she was cheating and she was, you know, stringing along other guys and all this crazy shit. With girls who have actually got some decent green flags, like their parents are together, you'll never know which girl it is, you know? Second post today, and it's enough. Yeah, in our community, we do often talk about this kind of gut-wrenching topics. And this guy's saying like, oh yeah, that's the second post I've read and that's enough for me today. Someone's sister, by the way. Yeah. Man. The next post. I got cheated on for the first time. I don't even know how to start this. I've been seeing this girl for 10 months. I lost my virginity to her at 17. She'd been with two guys before me, so that was obviously a red flag. She went on holiday to Greece for a week with two of her girlfriends. I'm sure you can see where this is going. This is something that's going to get you called insecure, but I'm going to tell you right now. When a girl goes on holiday with her girlfriends, I'm telling you, you don't realize how promiscuous they are. I live in a holiday destination myself, and I'm telling you, this is how it realistically is. Remember, I'm 6'1", 200 pounds, I'm a millionaire, I'm 29 years old, I drive around shirtless, I've got a six-pack, all of my friends are millionaires, we're all chads, we all know how to fuck, right? You drive around, you see a girl who's hot, you stop your motorbike to stop, and you get her attention, and you say, come here, what's your name, where are you from? She will shake your hand, and imagine she's holding your hand like this, and she's not letting go, and you're like doing this, see my thumb? You're like doing this as you talk to her, what's your name? Oh, Sarah, nice to meet you. Where are you from, Sarah? Oh, Italy. Yeah, I didn't know they had girls this beautiful from Italy. She's like, oh, thank you. Where are you from? Yeah, I'm from UK. Yeah, it's nice to meet you. How long will you stay in Bali for? Yeah, I'm just staying for two more days and me and my friends, then we have to go back home. Oh, that's crazy. Then we should get to know each other. Oh, but I can't. I've got a boyfriend. That's cheating. That's cheating, right? Like I'm not crazy for this, right? That's cheating. If I stop a girl and I say to her like, oh, hey, come here, what's your name? Where are you from? I'm like holding a hand, like, you know, shaking a hand like this. You're beautiful. She's like, thank you. So are you. You're really handsome too. Bro, that's cheating. And I swear to God, the amount of times where girls will do this, and they're being legit, by the way. Like some girls obviously will say, I've got a boyfriend, to kind of reject you. But that same girl wouldn't be stood there, like, you know, caressing your hand, saying, oh yeah, you're really handsome too. And yeah, we're about to go to like this club later. You know, she wouldn't have a full conversation with you, right? They're not using it as like a rejection. They're genuinely sad that they've got boyfriends. And imagine that's like the lowest level. When girls go on holiday, that's the lowest level where guys will hit on them and she will entertain the conversation. Yeah, yeah, we're just here for two more days. Yeah, I'm from like this place in UK, yeah, blah, blah. She will entertain the conversation and then she will shut the guy down by saying like, oh, but I've got a boyfriend. Okay, so she won't like be physical with the guy. She won't get like absolutely pounded. But to me, that's the lowest level. And to me and to my guys in this community, we'd all consider that cheating, right? I swear, this is like this online community we've got here is the one place on the internet where we're all consider something like that cheating, because everywhere else I've seen on the internet's really weird. They'll just call us insecure and say like, that's not cheating. Like, you know, she's allowed to talk to someone. To me, that's fucking cheating. If if a girl has got a boyfriend and she stops to speak to a guy who's cold approached her and hitting on her, and she's like entertaining the conversation and she's saying thank you when he gives her a compliment and he asks her like, where are you from? She answers, and then she asks him, where are you from? That's cheating. She's entertaining a conversation with a guy who wants to sleep with her. And I promise you, that's the lowest level of what's happening when a girl goes on holiday with a girlfriend. That's the lowest level. On a bigger level, it's the girls are going out drinking and then they're actually flirting, dancing with guys. A guy will like take a hand in the middle of the club and spin her around. And let's say she goes and she doesn't even have sex with a guy, but she's already micro cheated like 20 times on a normal girl's holiday. Seriously, this is why many guys, there's a culture of, especially in our community, that if you have a girlfriend and she wants to go on a girl's holiday, just break up with her beforehand. Just do it, because good girls aren't going on girls' holidays. I'm telling you, it's so risky and you'll feel like such a fool. While she was on holiday, she was still messaging me and wasn't really posting anything on her story, and everything seemed fine. I went out with some friends, and one of her friends who she had fallen out with recently. We were all talking, and the friend or ex-friend of my girl said my girl slept with someone on holiday. I literally felt sick to my stomach. I sat there in silence, in shock. Then I went to the toilet and I threw up. Yes, I literally threw up. I just want to stop there for a second, because the guy in this situation, he's not a bad guy. He doesn't deserve any judgment from us. Some people will look at this and be like, oh, he threw, you know, he's being weak or something. No. Bro, when you really like a girl, when you love a girl, hearing that she's done anything unfaithful, like, it will literally give you such a feeling of disgust that you'll be close to being sick. Like, whenever I found out, like, details of, like, a girl's sexual past, you know, when I like a girl, I physically feel sick. I physically feel sick. And for the boys who are watching this, please let me just teach you something that I wish I knew when I was younger. People will say that if you feel this way, that you're insecure. And the biggest reason why you're insecure is because she's like getting experience and you're not experienced. When I was 19 and I had my first girlfriend and I didn't have any experience before her, and I had this massive disgust feeling because she had a past and I didn't, I was told, like, you know, on the internet, people basically like manipulated me, gaslight me, you know, like I went online to try and help get advice, and everyone told me I was insecure. And one of the bigger reasons why is because I didn't have experience. I'm coming to you now as a man, 10 years old, I'm 29 years old. Many of you who've watched me for a while, you clearly know I've got like a lot of experience when it comes to dating and sex. You've seen I've had multiple relationships whilst I've been a YouTuber. You've seen like, I've done pretty well for myself in my dating life. More than almost all men, basically. Like maybe there's like 0.01% of guys on this level, right? And I'm telling you right now, it's the exact same pain and disgust. I'm telling you right now, it's the pain and disgust that you feel about girls' sexual past and everything. It doesn't correlate to like how much experience you've got, and it's that you're insecure because you haven't like, you know, you haven't like fucked around a lot. No, it's not that. It's just when you like a girl and you're a masculine guy, it's just like a deep-rooted disgust and pain. In fact, what I find is that the more masculine you are, the more that that you are disgusted by a woman's sexual past. You know, because there's some guys who kind of flex and say like, oh, well, I don't care about her past. You know, I don't care. I'm not insecure. Those guys are never masculine. Those guys are always quite like weak men. You know, they're really always into like fashion and being like equal and whatever. They're always just weak men. If you're a masculine man, you will be disgusted about a girl's past. Let me tell you one more thing. If you feel disgusted about a girl's past, you are completely normal. It's just that almost everyone will say that you're not. But I am telling you from myself that you are. And me and the guys in this community, this is why I really love our community, because we created a culture of basically just my values, because it's my community. And it's kind of, it's lovely to be in a community of guys who basically aren't cucks, who can admit, yeah, a girl's sexual past is disgusting, whether or not you've had any past or you've got a large past. It's always disgusting when you love a girl and you hear like a detail, like her bop lore, and you hear a detail of like some guy fucked her for free. You know, not even like a loving relationship. She just met some guy and he just fucked her or something. It's nice to be in a community of guys who actually share like the same values. So he threw up. To make it worse, I find out she cheated on both of her past boyfriends as well. Yeah, a girl who's cheated before is very likely to cheat on you as well. And a girl who's cheated on all of her boyfriends, bro, she's going to cheat on you as well. This whole time, I was dating a total slut. I also found out my girl's friend, who she went on holiday with, slept with 8 guys. So his girlfriend's friends, like the female friends, she, you know, her girlfriends that she went on holiday with, got fucked by 8 guys in like the weekend. How the fuck do you sleep with 8 guys on a week-long holiday? I don't even know how to feel right now. I feel so hopeless. It's crazy because I honestly thought she saw me as the red pill Chad kind of guy. Red pill Chad basically means kind of like the strong guy. Just a few weeks ago, she was telling our mutual friends how she felt so attracted to me. I thought she wouldn't have cheated because I feel like I have a fairly high SMV. SMV stands for sexual market value, basically how attractive you are to the opposite sex for my age. Just a few weeks ago, she was telling our mutual friends how she felt so attracted to me. Let me tell you another lesson here for the guys. A woman can say words to you that feels right to her in the moment. She can say, you are the man of my dreams. I know we're going to be together forever. You're exactly what I've always wanted. You are like the best guy I've ever met. You are this guy. You know, you are that guy. I've always wanted to be with you. We're always going to be together. She can go and like use AI to generate pictures of you and your future children together. And on the same day, she can cheat. She can follow other guys on Instagram. She can reply to their messages. She can go out and actually cheat. This is what's really brutal about women is they can say things which sound like a lot to you, but really their actions are pretty fucked up. So just be careful of that, because this is the thing that probably destroys men the most. It's the confusion. You know, getting cheated on is horrible. It's like, it's so horrible. But it's the confusion of like, if the relationship was shit, and if she was constantly complaining, and if she was saying that she wanted to leave, and then she cheated, it would still be bad because, you know, she betrayed your trust, it still hurts, but it's understandable. The thing that like can confuse guys for years is when things seemed really good, you objectively think like, yeah, like I was actually really good to her. I was sweet, but I was also sexy. I was like attractive, but also like funny. I was like the sexy guy for her, but I was also like a friend. It's like I gave her the full package. She said it as well. It was obvious that she felt this way. She said that she was really into me. She was super happy with me. I'm the best guy. I'm the man of her dreams. And then she'll still go and risk it all. That's what the confusion of that is, deeply, deeply painful. This is just, unfortunately, what feminine women are like. Feminine women are only loyal to their emotions, not to you. You could go as far as to say, like, women are not not loyal. And it's the truth. Women are not loyal. It sounds sexist, but it's really the truth. Feminine women are not loyal. They only just basically operate based on their feelings right now. So when she texts you and says, like, you're the man of my dreams, her feelings right now really are strong for you. 6 hours later, when her ex randomly messages her again on Instagram, well, her feelings are all triggered and she'll screenshot it and send it to a friend, and her whole friend will tell her, like, oh, you should text him. You know, his friend is hot and I want his friend. We'll all go out tonight and whatever. Boom. It's as simple as that. You have to be very, very careful. And the thing is, getting cheated on or a girl doing something that's either full-blown cheating or like micro-cheating, like, you know, which is still cheating, of course, but, you know, micro-cheating is like her following guys, replying to their messages, whatever. That happens in almost every relationship these days. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news and be depressive, but I promise you, because I obviously have a unique experience. I help a lot of guys. And I'm telling you right now, the guys who I see who are in a happy relationship, their girl's actually micro-cheating and they just haven't found her just yet. Like, it seems to me that basically every relationship, clearly the girl is cheating or the guy just hasn't caught her yet. I swear to God, I wish I didn't say something so depressive, but I swear from what I've experienced and what I've like seen for, you know, so many thousands of guys that I've helped, that's the case. Because to me and to the guys in our community, if you've got high standards, right, you'd consider cheating like she follows a guy who's like attractive and, you know, who she's into. To me, I'd say that's cheating. I don't know if I'm like the one fucking strong man left in the world, but to me, that's cheating. Why the fuck does she need to go follow another guy? Why the fuck does she need to go reply to a guy? That's cheating, right? The same as like these girls here in Bali where I live, and like they'll shake the hand of the guy who's cold approaching them. They'll ask him questions. That's cheating. a lot of guys will like say like, oh, well, I'm fine with that. I'm secure. But that's not really about insecurity or security. That's just simply just fucking cheating. It's kind of like if you have a car there and someone's trying to steal your car, they're trying to like unlock the door. It doesn't matter if they get in or not. That guy's still trying to steal your car right now. You know, you shouldn't be sat there like, oh, but I'm really secure. It's like, no, he's trying to steal from you, right? It's like if someone's trying to hurt you and someone's betraying you, if they've only done it like 5%, you shouldn't be thinking, oh, well, I'm so secure. You should be thinking like, yeah, but like they just betrayed your trust. It's not about being insecure or secure. Like this is the weirdest flex that guys have. This is like the cuck flex of the modern day, which guys will say like, oh, well, I'm secure. I don't care if my girl follows guys because I know I'm the best one. I know she can't replace me. No, she can. Bro, you don't realize how many hot, sexy guys there are out there. Like guys like to like parrot this thing of like, oh, I'm the prize. Guys are the prize. And you know, she like, I'm not replaceable. No, you are. Bro, there's infinite fucking hot guys who will just smash her. There's infinite guys who will pay for dates with her. Don't you ever like get this ego thinking that she can't replace you. A hot young girl, you know, 18, 21, 23 years old, bro, she can get it. She's already got 50 fucking chads in her DMs right now. And many of them are cooler than you. So don't you ever fucking like feel like, oh, well, she can't replace me. I'm the bride. No, that's not true at all. And this is coming from someone who makes content, you know, which is usually in that kind of space of like men's self-improvement. I'm telling you right now, men are not the prize. If we were the prize, you couldn't be replaced that quickly. A girl can replace you within seconds. It takes a man usually about 6 months to replace a decent girl, right? But a girl can replace you on the same day she's got 10 fucking chads in her DMs. And many of them will still treat her nice and take her out on a date and everything anyway, especially if she's a hot girl. Right. So don't ever get it twisted and think to yourself like, oh, I'm so secure. She wouldn't do anything. No, she would. She would. That's the thing. Now, could she get that guy to marry her? Probably not. That's where the problem lies. But the thing is, many of these girls, they're not trying to get married right now when they're 22, 23 years old. They're not trying to get married. They just want to have fun and they just want to have status and they just want to have like their feelings spiked and, you know, this feeling of validation. So if they're having problems with you and you're putting her to some high standards and telling her to stop being a hoe, well, then her old guy that she used to fuck is just fun with her. She's going to start to gravitate towards him or the fun guy that she meets in a party or on holiday. So then a member of ours replied and he said, I also found out my girl's friend, who she went on holiday with, slept with 8 guys. That's disgusting, bro. I can't imagine how painful hearing all of this must have been. You're worth 1,000 times more than these people. I'd focus on analyzing the situation. Think of what you did right and wrong and what lessons you can extract from this. I can think of a lot of them from the top of my head. Yeah, basically, he dated a girl who had a past compared to him, which is already fucked up because, you know, they met when they were 17. She had already had sex with 2 guys beforehand, which is pretty crazy at 17 years old, right? If at 17 she's in a relationship, you know, with a long-term boyfriend, that's fairly normal. But if she's had like 2 hookups or situationships before at 17, that's pretty crazy. So that's already her girlfriends, her female friends are hoes, and she's the type of girl to go out partying and going on holiday with them. 2 massive red flags right there as well. And you even look like a Chad. Yeah, this is the thing. Guys will think that if you look like a Chad, like an attractive guy, you've got a good physique, that this would stop girls from cheating on you. No, like, bro, a cheater just cheats not because you're hot or you're not. A cheater just cheats just because they're pieces of shit, bro. It's simple as that. It's just simple as that. I swear, man, girls can be so soulless, which is why you gotta have somewhat of a cold but loving approach when you deal with them. The red flags were there, man, but like how everyone else is saying, you lost 1 dirty plate, now you have room for more. It will hurt, man, and honestly, it can be demotivating as fuck, but the best move on the chessboard must be made nevertheless. You're a sexy-ass guy, bro. You can find way better. And remember, committing to that one relationship will make her look at you like a blue pill man, as you're the one, you're in that one-to-one relationship. And he posted a picture of like the Minecraft ho. Someone's gave him a workout routine here. Push pull leg 6 times a week. 5 to 15 grams of creatine. Carb. Even the Chads can get cucked and cheated on if they're not always red pill. Bro, like the Chads meaning like attractive guys. You'd be shocked at how many attractive guys get cheated on. You'd be shocked. You'd assume that if you're super hot and also nice to the girl that she wouldn't cheat. It's not the case at all. Not the case at all. Be careful of that. Here's a different post. I went through her phone and I'm heartbroken. I called my bro and completely broke down. I cried for the first time in 5 years. I've genuinely never seen myself like that. I want to begin by saying how I felt the urge to check her phone. I don't even want to attach the messages. It hurts. I went through her phone and find messages with a guy she had fucked before we had started going out for the past 3 weeks. She had explicitly told me that she was a virgin, and I believed her. So she told this guy that she was a virgin, but he had found messages where clearly she wasn't. She seemed sweet, and the "I'm a virgin" won me over. But reading the sexually explicit messages broke my heart. I'm a virgin myself, and I always wanted my first time to be with... Oh, you know what? That's like criminal. I'm not gonna lie. Like, don't you think this girl should be like put on the sex offenders register for that? He was a virgin. He probably lost his virginity. Like, he was saving himself. He lost his virginity to her, but she wasn't a virgin. She lied to him. Like, she should be committed for fraud or at least put on the sex offenders register. Here's an idea, right? I swear, like, people think I'm crazy for this, but don't you think this is realistic? If a girl lies about her sexual past, that should be some kind of criminal, like some sexual crime, right? If a girl lies about her past, she should be tried and put onto the sex offenders register. You know how guys who are like rapey or whatever, they get put on the sex offenders register and they have to almost like tell girls like, oh yeah, I'm on this register, so the girl knows the danger of being with him. Imagine as guys, we had like something like that where it's like, imagine when a girl, you're speaking to a girl and she's like, yeah, and by the way, I have to legally tell you that I lied to like the last three guys about my body count, or yeah, I have to tell you legally that I cheated on every boyfriend so far. Like, that'd be so valuable, right? Girls have all this, you know, girls, they've got all these like apps and websites and stuff where they like talk about guys and, okay, this guy and whatever, they do all this. But we as guys, we don't have anything like that. That'd be, imagine how valuable that would be. I remember hearing this once. There was this TV show I watched years ago. It was called Misfits. It's like young people get superpowers. And one day, everyone gets a number on their forehead and it's their body count. And so you can see like what everyone's body count is. And there's like this one chat, his body count's like 40. He's dating this girl who's like only got 3 and she looks at him a bit weird, but he says like, oh, you know, it was in the past, whatever, sweet. Then this one girl's got super high number and her boyfriend's all anxious, whatever. Imagine how good the world would be if everyone's body count was on their foreheads. So no one could lie. But imagine how loyal girls would be. Imagine you marry a girl, okay, she was 0, now it's 1 with you. And then one day you fucking see her and it's 2. What the, like, you know, it's just done, okay? Like, obviously, like, how clear is that? Like, no one could ever get away with cheating, nothing. That would, like, the world would be a fucking good place if that was the case, right? For once, I was actually considering a relationship and slowly let my guard down. I cannot believe this betrayal. Today she said she fell sick and the doctor said if she's sexually active, and she told me it's some kind of infection. Oh, so she might even have an STD. Yeah, messages with her friends show that she's scared about their sexual encounter. Yeah, she might have gotten an STD from the other guy. Then I found messages with her friends encouraging her to play them both. That's the thing, bro. A lot of these girls, their friends are demonic as well. Like, basically, this guy's girlfriend's friends are telling her to basically keep lying to him, saying she didn't even feel bad about the guy she slept with, texting her all whilst we were being intimate. She withheld sex from me. That's... I honestly don't know what's worse in this situation. If he had sex with her and lost his virginity to her, that would be bad because he might have wanted to save himself to be in a committed relationship. But she withheld sex. He probably clearly wanted to have sex with her, but she basically didn't let it happen, acting like she's being pure, but she had been pounded by a guy before. I was basically playing boyfriend, looking after her, being protective, spending constant time together, and becoming increasingly intimate. I never wanted to be an asshole to her. That's what destroyed me. I never even wanted a relationship, but I was beginning to trust her enough to consider one. She probably went and fucked him when we were still seeing each other. There had already been things that made me question our compatibility. Her smoking / vaping, drinking, making out with guys at clubs, not working. Yeah, like, never ignore, you know, these signs of like degeneracy of like a girl. She smokes, she vapes, she's got tattoos, she goes out, she wears promiscuous clothes, like modern day non-modest clothing. Bro, I'm telling you that is very indicative of her body count and how much of like how bullshit she will be to you. Never ignore, you know, those standard signs you always hear like guys like me talk about where we say like if she's dressing like this, if she's got like hoe pictures on her Instagram, if she's smoking, drinking, vaping, going to clubs. I promise you, all of that behavior will come back to haunt you if you start getting into a relationship with a girl like this. And if you try to, by the way, stop her from doing this, the most interesting thing is you actually will. The guys who have been heartbroken will know this. If you get a girl who really likes you, you'll be able to convince her to stop going out with, like, you know, these hoe friends, stop hanging out with the hoes, stop going to the clubs, stop using social media as much, stop scrolling as much, vaping, whatever, all this stuff. If a girl really likes you, she'll actually listen to you and follow your direction, and she'll become genuinely such a better person because of you. But for all my brothers who have been in a situation like this, Captain Save-A-Ho, you know what happens. At the first sign of some kind of argument, she snaps right back and she goes on a night out. And she, like, you know, she goes to parties and she's dancing with guys again. At the first sign of some kind of headache with you, she will go and hang out with the whole friend she told you that she's not friends with anymore. A girl will always snap back to the foundation in which you met her. If you met her and she was like a stoner, smoker, club girl, party girl, as soon as you have an argument, she will go there. When you guys, like, break up, you will go there. Remember, many good relationships actually have, like, arguments and even breakups as well. You know, like, you want to keep it, like, not toxic, but many relationships have falling out and breakups. But the ones that endure are the ones where when the couple break up, they both go to their traditional families, and their families basically get angry at them and tell them, no, go and fix it. Right. Like, I won't tell you too many details, but, like, that's what I've always seen coming from, like, a traditional background. You're not allowed to, like, break up, basically. And so the modern relationship where her foundation is smoking and drinking with guys, and, you know, I imagine she's got, like, a cigarette and she's in a party, and a guy will light the cigarette for her. And it's little intimate moments like that. That's what she'll be doing when you guys break up and or you have a break or you have an argument. The amount of horror stories you'll hear from a guy who spent like a year really improving his girl, you know, helping her to fix all these bad habits. They have an argument and she's out in the club dancing on guys and following guys the same night whilst he's at home, seeing her following count go up. That's like, it's absolutely gut-wrenching. I want you to always remember this lesson. This is a lesson I teach the guys inside the community all the time. How you meet a girl is exactly how she's going to be at some point again within the next year of you dating. If you'd be shocked at that, like, for example, let's say you meet a girl and she goes to parties and clubs and she's talking to guys when she's there. Within 1 year, you will have the kind of argument, breakup, whatever, where she'll be doing that again. And if that would absolutely just, you know, destroy you, that she's out in a club talking to guys when you guys have had like a break or whatever, she's going to do it again when you guys have some kind of argument, for sure. Don't ever think that, like, when you help a girl and you help her to improve and you try and fix her, that she'll stay fixed, because as soon as your influence on her sort of fades because you had like a bit of an argument, she'll snap back to the person that she actually is, which is just brutal. This is why you've got to meet a girl who's already like amazing, like perfect, like amazing before you've kind of met her. But even then you can, like, this is why it's so tricky as a guy. Like, you, even then you can meet a girl who seems amazing, but she's still got like a past that she's lying about, and she's still a complete liar or whatever. None of that individually broke me. What broke me was realizing that while I was finally allowing myself to trust someone and become emotionally invested, she had lied to me about something that deeply mattered to me. I don't know what to do. And he posted the screenshots of the messages. Yeah, it's like some guy texting his girlfriend. I'm assuming you're not off your period yet. No, not yet. We can take things a bit slower that way, one step at a time. Reading this must have been fucking gut-wrenching. Let's take it one step at a time. And it starts tomorrow with my dick bulging inside your wet pussy. Can I please be honest with you about something? Yeah, what's up? I do feel like I'm ready to have sex, but I've never done it before, so I'm just a bit scared. What's crazy is this guy who's wrote, you know, the post here in our community, he sounds like he would have been like a good boyfriend. She gave her virginity to some random fucking Chad who just messaged her and lied about it as well. Her friends saying, like, play them both, sis. Her friends are not your friends. He didn't even come inside of me. Yeah, and this is like, she's texting her friend saying that she might have an STD, and her friends are saying, like, oh, did you use a condom? Like, what happened? Like, Yeah, she's getting tested for an STD. Like, this is also the consequences of, you know, your girl having sex before you is like, yeah, there's a risk that she has an STD, you know? Was it good? Yeah. It was big. It was big. Imagine reading that. Holy fuck. I commented on this post as well to give the guy some advice. Sorry this happened, bro. Under absolutely no circumstances do you ever speak to her again. She will manipulate you into giving her another chance, showing that she can regain your trust, or she'll find a way to make you look like the bad guy. Just block her on everything right now. Delete all the messages and the pictures and things that would remind you of her. Delete anyone on social media who might tag her in pics or stories. Do this right now or you're going to suffer. Trust me, do it all right now. This is 10 out of 10 advice, by the way. Like, I really think everyone should follow this when you're going through something similar. Never unblock her. Just feel all the pain. Keep up the discipline habits like the gym, speaking to friends, talking to new girls. And when you find a new girl in 1 to 2 months to attach to, that's when you'll finally move on. The red pill is true. The red pill kind of refers to, like, okay, girls are like this. The red pill is true, and almost all women are liars. I know that sounds pretty dark, but I honestly think it's true. Never believe any detail they give you about their past. I'm a virgin. I haven't had sex for months. He's just the friend. Yeah. Always assume the worst, but then leave her at the first feeling of your peace being disturbed. This is gold right here. I swear to God, like, you know, to tap myself on the back. When you're with a girl and things are going well, but the first sign of your peace being disturbed because you found some, like, disgusting bop lore about her, or, you know, you saw that she's, like, lied about something, whatever. If you can break up with her in that moment, you'll feel so much better than if you kind of stick around to argue and ask her and she'll lie and manipulate you. She'll lie so much. No, it was before you. No, that was like 6 months ago. It was way before you and it wasn't even this. No, I followed him ages ago. I just completely forgot to unfollow him. She'll say all these things that will just confuse you more. If you can take my advice for this, for anyone who needs it now or maybe in the future, at the first sign of anything like this, where you can see that a girl lied to you, break up with her almost like you're snapping into it. Just say to her, I'm breaking up with you, and get your shit and just leave. Don't even have the 1 month long constant argument where you're asking her to show you the messages and you're saying, okay, so this guy, you told me you met him last year. How many times did you have sex with him? And like, all, don't do that. Don't do that. Just, she'll lie to you every single time. And whilst you're, like, literally heartbroken with every detail and also lies, and she'll tell you she'll never lie again, she's literally still lying to you. I'm telling you, when you catch a girl like this and she's lying about something, I'm telling you, every detail she tells you is a lie. Every single one, especially when she tells you she's not going to lie anymore, it's all, every little detail she's going to tell you is a lie. I promise you, you'd be shocked. Any guy who's been in this situation, you know exactly what I mean. Like, there is nothing worse than dating a girl who you find out she lied to you about something, and then she just lies and lies and lies. You know, she tells you this detail, or you ask her for this detail. She tells you, then you say, come on, is it the truth? Please don't ever lie to me again. Just tell me the truth, whatever. She's like, yeah, that's the truth. And you ask her again. Your gut feeling's not there. You know, your gut feeling's just still telling you. 2 days, 3 days, you ask her the truth. Come on, just tell me the truth. Is that definitely true? Because if it is, then it's fine. But if it's not, like, I need to leave. Like, you know, just do this for me. You know, just like, tell me the truth. Is it the truth? And she's like, yeah, of course, I'll never lie to you again. And then you randomly remember, like, some other detail from months ago, and you realize it's not true, or you see some other truth or whatever. Okay, fine. Yeah, I lied about this one, but, you know, the truth is this thing. I'll never lie again. And then when you have an argument, sometimes these girls will just be weirdly cold, where they'll be like, what? I never even lied. And you'll be like, what the fuck? Like, this whole pain that we've had for like a month was because you lied to me. About, okay, fine, yeah, I lied. You're like, why are you saying it like that? That's so heartless. Like, you said that, like, I'm the man of your dreams. Why would you, like, act so cold towards me, bro? What you need to understand is some girl, like, look, I honestly think most girls are liars, but some girls are like this creepy psycho liars, these types, right? These ones, just be careful of. But to be honest, I honestly think most girls are like this. Because some girls, you find out they're lying, and so then you see how much they lie, because they'll lie again and again and again and again and again. But many girls, I tell you, like, bro, they've lied to you, but you just never find the truth. One of the things I've found is when it comes to a girl's sexual past, especially when she knows you're going to judge her, she's going to lie compulsively. Like, every girl is like this. I've dated girls from good families. I've dated girls who are very, like, polite and extremely, you know, they genuinely loved me. I've dated girls who literally needed me. And they're all liars when it comes to this sort of topic of, like, basically they're hoes before they met you. All of them lie, bro, compulsively. And you won't know the truth until you find it. They won't come to you and say, like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, but, you know, 3 weeks ago I told you this. I'm so sorry, it was a lie, bro. They're not going to. So it's like, the moment this has happened, okay, break up with her instantly. But honestly, if you want to be dating girls, just understand, like, bro, she's going to lie about her past. That's the thing. The only way to get the truth about a girl's past, by the way, you can only do this at the start of the relationship, like, you know, when you first hang out. Act like you find sexual details really interesting. Like, act like what we can call, I call this in the community, the sex positive guy. That basically you say to her, like, going, what's the freakiest thing you've ever done? And she'll say, oh, I don't know. Then you tell her one yourself. You tell her the freakiest thing you've ever done, and you act like it's a cool thing to talk about sex. And she says something like, well, no, I've never really done anything freaky. And you look at her like imagine you pretend you really are sex positive. You look at her like, oh, well, that's boring. Like that. And she'll think, like, oh shit, this guy actually, like, wants to know. Okay, fine. This one time I went to this guy's house and his friend was there as well. Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I'm so proud of you. Anyway, I gotta run, gotta go exercise. Like, girls will snitch on themselves. Basically, you need to just like pretend that you are the sex positive guy and just kind of, like, you know, like, string, like, you know, like, basically positively reinforce her to tell you these things. But you can only really do this when you first meet a girl, because the more and more she gets to know you, the more she'll know your real personality, your values, that you find this stuff kind of disgusting. But you always want to be coming off as the sex positive guy. Just extract just enough detail from her that then you'll know in your mind, okay, she's never going to be my wife. Done. Boom. That's it. It's fucking, oh God. Don't stay around to argue and negotiate and try to get her to validate your feelings and admit that she hurt you badly. She won't. This is one of the, you know, the worst part of this type of situation when a girl's clearly wronged you. As a guy, we just want the girl to sort of admit that what she did was really brutal. But a lot of the times the girl will cry, but not because you're in pain. She'll cry because you're making her feel awkward and you're making her feel accountable to how shitty of a human being she is. For the guys who've been in this situation, you'll know what I mean. Many girls, and these are seemingly good girls, you know, these are girls who come from good families, they seem like good character, whatever. But if you catch a girl in a lie, sometimes she'll cry and seem so sad, but it's like, you'll know it's weird. It's a weird kind of sadness. She's not sad because you're hurt. She's sad because you're making her feel like a bad person. Like, remember, when you confront a girl, if she's cheated on you, if she's lied to you, remember, she's going to think you're a bad person for this. This is, like, what's fucked up about feminine girls. They'll think you're a bad person for bringing up conversations like this that makes her feel sad, because feminine girls are only loyal to their emotions. And if you are bringing up stuff like this and you're making her emotions feel kind of negative, she sees you as now, like, a bad guy who's making her feel bad, even though obviously she's done something bad. The whole problem, you want to, like, the biggest lesson here, the foundation of everything here is that you just don't understand how girls work. If you understood that girls are extremely different from how we've been told, and basically the truth of girls, if you heard it, it would sound incredibly sexist and condescending. You would then actually finally understand that girls are so different. That's what the red pill teaches, right? So I recorded, like, a 6-hour module in here. Like, there's, you know, there's tons, these, like, video courses. And the first one that I give to the guys in the community is called the red pill, where I recorded hours and hours of me basically teaching what girls are actually like. And I think it's about 6 or 8 hours long or something. And this is where I teach you like stuff about girls that you'll never hear anywhere else, because basically you'll get, like, anyone would get cancelled for talking like this. But I promise you, this stuff's actually true. It's gut-wrenching, it seems sexist, but it's actually true. And the most based girls I know, they completely agree with this. There's not many based girls, but they actually, the few girls I know who are quite based, and, you know, they're like, they're almost like red-pilled like us, they sort of mock girls who are hoes and who cheat on their husbands and who aren't feminine and whatever, like the same way we do. They find a girl who's sleeping around disgusting the same way we do. Those girls, when they watch my content, and some of them, you know, I've added to this program, this community, you know, just because they're interested, they watch this and they're like, wow, like, this was actually so true. This is what most girls are like from my high school and everything. So this is like, this is a 6-hour thing that I recorded for the guys inside of here. But if you want to join our community, and you can, you know, write your own post, get some advice from me, from everyone else, read the posts of everyone else, which is really fucking interesting. Like, you know, this post, this guy saying that his girl got approached by this guy who looked like a gangster, how he handled it. There's people teaching things, which is so interesting, about sunk cost fallacy. It's like an intellectual place to join. It's a very interesting place to join. You get so much advice. You write your own post, you write comments, ask for advice. And then also you get the courses as well. The link will be below this video. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!